Your essay can really help for you to stick out in the process. Now, unfortunately, that could work either way. So it could make you stand out in a negative way if it's a really poorly written or constructed essay. So, you know, don't forget about that possibility too. So you really want to obviously put in a lot of time and your best effort in producing the best essay that you can. Through the essays, you also could have an opportunity to write about a special circumstance that you might have gone through. So if you have a non-traditional educational history, for example, or you changed schools 4 times in 4 years or something like that, you can submit an extra essay to explain, you know, to explain your situation. And sometimes we'll see that for people who have gone through a rough patch and their grades reflect this troubling time. So that's a very appropriate way to explain some kind of a blip in your academic history. Well, we read an awful lot of essays, and we see a lot of essays, so we do have some suggestions for your essay. So to keep us focused and not distracted. So the appearance of your essay is important. Most people are going to type it, and so that's fine. But if for some reason you are handwriting your essay, you want to make sure that it's neat, because if we can't read it, we're missing some probably important part of the application. You know, information that you wanted us to know. But if we can't read it, we can't know that information. And if you are writing your essay, please use a pen. Don't use pencil, because pencil is light and it's harder to read, causes eye strain. So use a pen. And please check for grammatical and spelling errors, because nothing more aggravating to us than, well, you guys aren't going to do this because you know that this is Johns Hopkins University. But there are a lot of applicants who are applying to Johns Hopkins. And boy, do we hate that. Like fingernails on the chalkboard.
Would you prefer handwriting essays if your handwriting is really good and sort of sending you out as opposed to like online?
I would not prefer a handwritten essay. You know, if you're applying online, it's going to be typed anyway. But you know, we're just so used to reading things that are typed. It just sort of disrupts our flow a little bit if it's suddenly handwritten. No, you're not going to, you know, it's not like I'm not going to, if I wanted to admit you and you did a handwritten essay, I'd still want to admit you. But, you know, I guess I would lean towards.
A critical component.
No, it's not. Well, it's nice. I mean, I might notice, ooh, gosh, he's got really good handwriting. Wow, I wish my handwriting looked that good, right? But, you know, one time somebody, she wrote her essay, and she did it in calligraphy. So it was really pretty, but it was very hard to read. Yeah. And then the other thing that you want to make sure of when you're doing your essay is that you know how to use apostrophes. So, and possessives. So please know the difference between I-T-S and I-T apostrophe S. Know that difference, and if you don't, go home, learn it, and don't forget it. That's a really big pet peeve of ours. Oh my God, we're almost, okay. Jesse is your tour guide for lunch, but I didn't even get through. All right, I'm gonna go really fast. So the substance of your essay, right? This is when you can tell your story, you can tell us who you are, and what is so great about you, because you are selling yourself to the institution in your essay. And it might require that you reflect on yourself and that you use some self-analysis to talk about who you are and who you are becoming and, you know, whatever. It depends on the question that you're answering in the essay. But, you know, and also don't be afraid to talk about hard times that you've had. We're not going to think that you're, you know, a lesser person because you, because you had a troubling period or something like that. You know, if you can show growth that you've had through the difficult times, that's always a good thing. In your essays, you can talk about your character, you can talk about your personality, you can talk about leadership experiences you've had, you can talk about the positive impact you're going to have at this college or institution that you're applying to. If you're a funny person, be funny in your essay. If you're not a funny person, don't try to be funny, because it won't work. We see that a lot. Doesn't work. And also, I think the most important thing is to know that there is no particular essay topic that we want you to write about. We're not hoping that you're going to choose something in particular. We want you to choose a topic that is truthful to you, that so that you can write from your heart, and it will be a genuine answer to whichever question you have chosen to address. We have in your packet a copy of our page from our website, Essays That Worked. So it's actual essays that were submitted to us. These applicants were admitted, and at the end of each essay are comments from the admissions reader as to why these were good essays. So that might be interesting for you to read. Basically, what you want to happen at the end of me reading your essay is that my reaction is, I love this person. This person has got to come to Hopkins. We've got to admit him. We've got to admit her. What do we do to get them to enroll? Love him. Love her. Look what I just, you know, and because I just learned so much about you, and who you are really came through your words. So that's a great essay. And it doesn't matter what the topic was. So in conclusion, you know, each school is going to use the essay in a different way, and some will give it more weight, and some will give it less weight, and some won't care if you misspell the name of the college, and others will care. So you never really know for sure. But again, it is a way for you to make yourself stand out in the applicant pool. You know, we have a big applicant pool. It's very competitive, and the essay can really help you stick out and for me to remember you. So there are a couple of people applicants from years past that I remember from the essay, and I only remember from the essay. Don't remember the person's name, high school, GPA, but I remember the essay because it was just so good. So I think, you know, my final point is going to be writing the essay is not going to be hard. So don't psych yourself out for that. The hard part might be deciding what to write about. So spend some time, give yourself plenty of time to look at the questions that you are being asked to answer, and you have a choice of essay topics. So just look at them and think about it. Think about what you would say. What, you know, if I go with number one, what are my choices? What might I write about? And just think about it. Spend weeks, spend months thinking about it. But don't wait until the end of December to do this if you're a senior. You know, start now, just thinking. And then you can start writing it out in September, October, or something, and spend some time so that you can really, really write and produce a really good essay. And good luck. And now it's lunchtime. But Jesse, I didn't ask them if they have any questions. So is there a question? Quick question? I know
What's your take home? I mean, first of all, when you read an essay, do you read all the application information first? And if your take home is that you read the essay and say, now I'm looking at something that's not in the, or I understand something in addition to what is the applicant in the person's application, then is that a successful essay?
You read first, I guess.
Well, I don't usually read the essay first. In fact, I think I never read the essay first, because I'm getting a picture of the person from every other angle, and then I'll read the essay.
So that's like the last at the end.
For me.
And the length of the essay, it should be too long or too short, or
the essay. Well, the directions are going to tell you what the length should be, mm-hmm. and you just want to stay within those parameters.
The directions aside, I mean, you personally, if it comes across compact, and you know, it gets the message across, even if it's maybe a little bit shorter or longer than what the
That's okay. Yeah. If it says, you know, 500 word maximum, and you do 100 words, well, unless you're a really good writer, you know, you lost out on a lot of opportunity to tell me some stuff. But if you write at 520 words, that's fine. You know, 470, that's fine. If you write 800 words, well, that's a little too long. So that's either you can't follow directions or you don't know how to be concise. Yes.
Johns Hopkins in particular, like how much will these affect who's chosen to be enrolled?
It's an important part of the application. You know, would we make an admission decision based solely on the essay? Maybe. If it were, you know, if the person was otherwise qualified and the essay was so spectacular that, you know, like, well, we have to have her. On the other hand, if it was, oh, I read an essay where the applicant completely trashed his mother. Yeah, I was shocked. I was really, it was actually a very upsetting essay. I was like, I don't want him here. You know, my recommendation was don't admit this person. And anyway, so you must think of your topic, think of what you say carefully, and have a great lunch.